Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is my co-host, Tracy Mahan. And we are so excited to be back. Oh, my goodness. May not be
Hello.
live, but we're here. We just,
We're sleepy. We're rolling back in, but we're here, and that's a really good
are
thing.
here.
And Tiffany made it with us today too. She was in Sedona with us.
Hello.
Hello. So,
Those of you that were there got to see her.
yes, she is real. We're not making up the voice.
Yes.
Wouldn't that be great if I was a computer and I'm just talking and everyone thought that I was something, you know? I love it. Tiffany is AI, and yeah, we brought her out. She was a robot.
Although that picture kind of looked like it.
Yes. Yeah, we were going to address the picture. However, I didn't pull it up to show it or share it with anyone. But yeah,
It just showed me this happens.
there's a picture where everybody's like, "Woo!" And Tiffany's all,
The
you have
audience
it?
has never, what is it?
They've never seen her.
True. She's
Is
the
true.
voice in the sky, but the audience that it was in Sedona now knows what she looks like.
That's
Yeah.
right.
Anyway, this picture, go ahead and Tiffany forwarded this picture. It was actually a picture from our level three dinner. And it just, Tiffany, what was going on in your head when that was taken?
I'm going to assume it was the 15th time that they asked us to look excited, and I had decided I was done.
Because, yeah.
I think you're probably right. That's probably how that worked.
And you kind of had that look on your face. It's like, enough. Let's
I'm
eat.
trying to figure out how to get it so I can share it. Is that okay, Tiffany, if my brain
Oh,
is enough to share it?
sure. Mom, you're
Okay.
probably right. It probably was the let's eat. That's really what that face is.
Oh, is
Stomach
that the
was
let's eat face?
overtaking.
Yeah.
Okay, we're gonna
All
see if
right.
we can get this technology messed
Drum
up.
roll, please. Okay. What? When did it do? There we go. And then if I can share screen,
Oh, let
we've
me
got
see
it.
here. Okay, good.
Okay. See if you can find Tiffany in the crowd. If you need a little help, follow my mouse. There we go.
Yeah, if you, hopefully you could see it big because I had to zoom in. It was like, oh my gosh, that's so funny.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it brought me joy to see that. I won't leave it up too long, but everyone else is very excited to be there. And Tiffany's got the one more time look on her face. Anyways, we love it. Thank you for
And I'm
being
so
you,
glad,
Tiffany.
Tiffany can laugh at it because she said every time I see it, I laugh harder. So I love that. Yeah, it's like don't take yourself too seriously.
Never.
Yes.
My
And we
goodness.
had so much fun.
Oh,
What
so
did
much
you
fun.
enjoy about the retreat, Tracy?
When the plane landed and it started.
Okay.
Even planning for it was so much fun. You know, it's like knowing the anticipation, getting there. But I can't say it enough how impressed I am that, you know, I think there was over 400 by the time you count staff and everybody else. How polite everybody was, how quiet and respectful everybody was when speakers were going and they had to get out to use the restroom or something. And I would just be watching that. You know, I've been to these before where they're just opening doors and letting them slam shut, and people are closing doors quietly. And the people are the event itself, yes, great. It was amazing. And of course it was because you guys put it on. Jenny and Summer are amazing rock stars. We have Jenna now working with that as well. And you and Kaya brainstorming ideas. So of course that was going to be great. But just how it all the people and all the love and the hugs and the kindness and the sharing, and yeah, it just couldn't, you could not have made it better.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. It was amazing. It was just so good. And then we kept commenting on this. I'll, like I was saying earlier today, I'll be honest, I was concerned for that many people how I was going to be able to handle it because I'm introverted and I'm very shy. And it was like, can I be in a room full of this many people? I kept telling people, don't be surprised if you see me outside, if you see me out here, you know, because it's like that might be too much, you know, I all that love, all of that. I don't know if I can handle it. But it wasn't like that. It wasn't, it was just,
That's what it's like to
you
be in 5D. You're not overwhelmed because
know.
everybody was uplifted, the drumming, I mean,
The only time, yeah,
like
the
you
only time
can't
I
even
knew there
put
were
words
that
to it.
many. Yeah, exactly. The only time I knew there were that many or there were a lot of people is when I was on the stage and you're looking at them. And that's when you're like, whoa, there's a lot of people in this room. But it wasn't like, it was not overwhelming at all. It was just, it was wonderful.
Yeah. I think so too.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of people putting where they're from. So
Yay, good job.
I'm going to have you announce what you would like them to do on that. And then we'll bring Tiffany in to
Yeah, absolutely. You guys know your part. Put where you're from. That's lighting up. You're part of the grid, which is super phenomenal and very important. Stay tuned for why that's so important. But someday we're going to really know. I mean, we know the importance to some degree, but it's like someday we're really going to know why this has all been taking place or something's going to happen. And we're going, it's because you guys were always lighting up your grid. And that's what's
Yes.
going to be said. It's like, be exciting to find out. Anyway, so light up your grid, tell us where you're from, and then if they have questions, Tracy.
You guys have questions, please write Tiffany in capital letters with lots of loving emojis around it. And that's going to get Tiffany's attention. She'll know that you're asking a question and not just commenting or saying hello. So don't do that if you're just commenting and saying hello. Do that if you're asking a question, and Miss Tiffins will find you and ask your question, and then we'll tune into it and see what we get for an answer.
Exactly. And okay. And the best way for them to make sure they are on that their question will be seen.
Very, very good. If you are on Facebook, please open it up in its full form so that you're commenting where we're going to see it. If you're just commenting on the feed, we don't see it till later when we look at the feed. So you want to open that up in its full form and then comment, and that'll put it on the live feed that Tiffany sees. If you're on YouTube and you're on Julia's page, that's where you're going to want to switch over to my page. No, Julia and I have a little competition going who gets the most viewers. So right now, I want to feel some love. Come on, you guys. She usually wins. I don't even
Not
I even
always.
call it a
We were
competition
going,
anymore.
we were going back and forth, and then,
Yeah,
you know,
now look at
it's
that.
fun.
It even scared my black cat out of the window.
He was like, shine the light, shine.
Yeah.
But he's coming.
Oh,
Okay.
it was. Yeah. So comments. Tiffany, questions, Tiffany in the comments. What else? We had so many things happening on the, a lot of people talking about their activations, and just opening up and transformations. If you cross by anybody's posts that were in Sedona, most of them say, I came back a different person. And in a good way, in a good way. So that is really an exciting thing because we were really tapping into 5D energy there and holding and sustaining that 5D energy, you know. And even the things that didn't look like they were going to go right, you know, the way they went was right. And you know, it's like, oh, that didn't work out. Oh, but look, it created this scenario over here, and that was amazing. So, yeah, it was really good.
Very good. I'm being reminded about our Grand Canyon event and our little trip over there. We had a side excursion right before the event, and it was just a small group of us went over. And something really cool happened. when we were there in this one spot. And I thought it was interesting. Each one of us were getting a different piece. I said some of the story this morning, or actually I said most of it, but then here's one of the other people that were getting messages. And so I love it. We can kind of chime in on some of the things we were
Well, and
getting.
what's really fun is I was thumbing through them. Oh, they're on live. And I clicked it and pulled it open. And that was right when you were asked the question, what was mystical or whatever about the trip? And you went, and I was like, oh, I forgot to send her that recording. So that was what reminded me to send it to you. I recorded Julia's insights.
Well, and what was funny was when I was starting to talk about it, I was thinking, where, because you know how you think a whole other thing while you're talking and stuff, and I'm thinking, where is that recording? Tracy took it. Oh no, where? Yeah, and where is it? And it was like, and I was like, oh wait, but Tracy took it, so Tracy must have it. And that would have been right with you. So we were picking up on that. Yes,
There
exactly.
was so much of that, it wasn't even funny. Like, you're totally right. I probably totally was in sync with you thinking about that. And I pull it up and see you guys talking about it. I'm like, oh, I need to send that to her. When we were in Sedona, I needed to get something to Jenny. And she's like, oh, I'm over here. And I'm like, well, I can bring it to your room. She's like, I'm not in my room, blah, blah, blah. And so I just grabbed it and was carrying it with me. I go down the elevator, I get off, and she's standing there waiting to get on the elevator. Oh, here you go.
Yes, and then
All over the place, things like that were
at the
happening.
same time, I had something to get to Jenny, and I figured she was downstairs, and I was gonna, or where she had been, and I was just gonna take it to her. And the elevator door is open, and there she is with the cart. So I just popped. It was right after you had your event. I had, well, here you go. That's what I was gonna find you.
Yeah, and that's just the synchronicities. They were constantly happening like that. And it's fun because we've talked about 5D with you guys for years. And now we're in it and we're playing in it and we're experiencing it. And it's just like, yeah. And it's getting stronger and stronger and stronger. And like I said, 400 plus people in a room. And nobody's overwhelmed and anxious. We're all just holding each other in space and going whatever event was going on, and just powerful energies. I got to be up on stage and playing for a little bit, and I cannot even describe that for myself. I mean, what happened up there and the energy I felt just being there. And I was with Monica, and I mean, like, there's no words to describe all the energy in that room and how it played out and how perfectly. I was like, I think it's going to be something tribal. And then people were showing up with drums and it was like, and rattles. And I had like three things I could bring. And I was like, boy, that's like, I'm making enough noise for this room. And yet here they come. Erica had drums, Marilyn had drums, rattles, all the things. So it was just like, I looked at Monica and I said, we could not have even tried to plan that.
No.
And it was just show up and it'll work. It's kind of like that field of dreams, build it and they will come.
Yes, exactly. It will all appear.
Did. And it was like magic. And everybody was so in sync. It was crazy, but all the good things.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm seeing not only locations, but questions coming in. Should we hand it over to Tiffany for a
Yeah,
moment?
absolutely. And then Tiffany, if you have anything that you would like to share about the event, you're welcome to share.
Well, I think that picture summed it up. That's all I'll say.
Think she had more fun than that picture
I
thing.
think so too.
No,
That or she
it
was
was to be
great
with
the whole
us
time.
together. I mean,
It was great. Thank you to all of you that came and said hello. It was great to meet everybody that listens and all the people that don't listen, but it was just great to have so many people present and there, and it made for a good event.
How would you describe the energy, Tiffany?
Someone told me that I had very tall walls.
Oh, that
And
wasn't
what do
me.
you, yeah, exactly. What do you take from that?
Lots of energy.
She just had all her guards up.
There was definitely lots of energy.
It was all very loving because I feel like everyone that I looked at, there was not any anger or anything, and I didn't feel, it was all very love. There was never any bad feelings.
Yeah.
If I can, I'm
going to tell something that Tiffany had said once before on, it may have been private, but I think it's okay because I loved how, you know, it's getting another person's view on something. And she was describing these events to someone who's never been to any of them. And she just said, there's so much love. It's like, it can be overwhelming. And that's what's talking about in the beginning. It's like, how is this going to be with this many more people? But it worked. So.
Yeah. It was more than double of anything you guys had already done.
Yes.
And it could have gone any direction, you know, and we're all just like, well, what's it going to be? But can I share a little bit about the security guys?
Oh yeah.
They were awesome. Fun. And hopefully they're listening. So you guys had two security guys there, and from what I understand, they were telling the girls that they were so excited to get assigned to this group, and they were telling all their friends to look up Dolores Cannon. And they were in the experience face painting day. They had their faces painted. I was like, now we're talking. This is awesome.
Yeah,
but I'm sure you even have more. Yeah.
Yeah. They said this is the best assignment they ever had. And if we ever come back, they want to work with us again. It was just so much fun. So there we go. Like you're saying, they were contacting all their family stuff. So look at the ripple that was happening.
Yeah. These are two guys that didn't even know who Dolores Cannon was.
Exactly.
And they were hired to just kind of, you know, walk around and things were going okay.
Yes, for crowd control, because we didn't know what was going to happen.
No.
Yeah.
Okay, Tiffany, where is everybody from?
All over.
Yay!
We have Florida, Michigan, Nicaragua, San Francisco, California, New Jersey, North Carolina, Kentucky. I see Judy, so Australia, Tennessee.
Hi, Judy.
Arizona, Montreal, Nebraska, Alabama, Oregon, Philly, New Mexico, Georgia, Vancouver, Connecticut, Texas. We have another Australia, Alabama, Washington, Colorado, Illinois,
oh, cool.
Miami Beach. All over, I told you.
All over. All over. You know, I kept asking, there was a crystal in Arkansas who kept coming in, and I was like, is this a crystal I know? Or they, I got to meet her in Sedona. So now I know Crystal.
That's funny because you're saying there's a crystal in Arkansas, and so I'm thinking a crystal. Yeah.
Crystal, like, literal crystal.
A little.
And then also Sarah in Las Vegas. She,
yes.
We met her before, and then she was there. And so it's so cool to have more solidified the faces with names. Judy, you know, I mean, all of you, that if we've met you and you made, you know, if you made an impact, we will be like, yes, I remember you.
I'm gonna do a shout out to the dancing girls because I was running around with my phone taking pictures and I was getting everybody dancing for me, and I'd take little videos, and that's on my Facebook. If you guys want to go see it, it's one of the videos on the Facebook, but the dancing girls, they just made my day. So every time I see it, it makes me laugh because they're just like, what? Oh, okay. And they just start. And, you know, everybody. And in fact, I believe the one that had her birthday, she was saying that normally she's very introverted like you and doesn't come out to this stuff, and she goes, and this has been amazing. And so I mean, it really is when the energy is more balanced like that and more in that love frequency, it's easier to be in that energy, right?
So yeah just say so.
All right, should we start
taking some questions? Yeah, I hope we can get questions. I mean, it's like, so we don't, I mean, I think there probably are things on, but this is our energy update is what we've been in, and we're still moving, we're still shifting from it. So, and this, I don't know what this is, but several, you know, I don't know if this is from that high vibe and all that, and then being slammed back into regular world. I don't know. But
yeah.
If anybody else feels that way energetically, I was, well, yesterday I could hardly get up. I was wiped out.
I was very fortunate to not come home and do that. I was telling you I did that, and when we came back from Thailand, I was out. I was just like, my whole body was readjusting. And this time, thank goodness that didn't happen. And my higher self must have known it wasn't going to, because normally I'll give myself a day, maybe 2 days off after an event like this. And I didn't. I came back on Tuesday and I was working on Wednesday. And I'm like, what was I thinking?
Really?
And it was a really long session, and my energy held up, and I
Good.
slept really good. When I went to bed, I slept super good. So definitely, definitely enjoying the fact that I'm not feeling that way right now. But
Oh,
I
yeah,
understand it.
glad. Yeah, I'm glad because you need to do these other things. So I'm so glad that you had all your energy. Or most of your energy. So.
And I think as we, I definitely had I call them the purge afterwards. It's like all the stuff, you had so much to do going into this, where I got to just fly in and show up. You guys were setting this up and getting there and making sure things were happening. You're probably now decompressing all of that. So, yeah.
Probably so.
All right, Tiffany, ding dong. I feel funny that you guys just aren't here with me right now. It's
No. Well,
withdrawal.
we got our arms around you and
No.
air hugs from the sky.
Perfect. I
Judy says that she was similar wiped out experience in Thailand, but not this time, and she didn't have any jet lag either.
Oh, interesting. Very
Wonderful.
cool. So
Yeah.
glad.
I didn't have any jet lag coming back from Egypt. So what I think is happening is, as we keep doing these high vibrational things, that we're going to keep shifting. And
Tracy, I thought you were going to say you didn't have jet lag coming back from
from my time zone to my time zone.
Sedona.
I wasn't affected like that. Yeah. I
Exactly.
know that would have sounded like something I would say. I will say, Erica brought her beautiful gold cards, tarot cards. And so while I was there, I ordered some. And when I got home,
Oh, nice.
I'm waiting
Hey guys,
for
these are the most gorgeous cards. They are
these
so cool.
things. They're so pretty. And we were playing with them. And so, yeah, now I have my own.
So just pull a card and that's whatever. What do we want it to
Oh,
be?
one jumped out.
Okay, there we go. Message from
Okay.
her.
This is the hangman, but it's I'm gonna pull another card because we want to know what is it we're hanging on?
Or indecisive about.
Yeah. So what is the hangman want us to know? Oh, interesting. Okay. So we're coming into some truth, but we're not quite there yet. But here's the pretty cards. And this is maybe not necessarily how the tarot is read, but this is how I read these particular cards. So we got Hangman. We've got the Five of Cups. So there's something that we are going to be walking away from. And I take the King of Swords. Like there's a big truth coming in, a big enlightenment coming in, which is going to create a non-resonance to something that's going on. That could be even like what you're talking about, something that hasn't been resonating with your body is now being released, right? And so that's why things might be in a pause for some of you. I'm going to have to do this a certain way because the light hits it and it's very bright in the eyes.
Gold.
Yeah. So if you felt like you were waiting or have been waiting or in pause, just start asking the questions, what needs to move in my life? Because when you do, that big truth is going to come in. And then I'll just pull from the top of the deck. Then we've got the world. He's got the world in his hands here, right? And he's got his back to one of the sticks and he's got his hand on the other stick. So again, what are you walking away from? You're moving away from something and towards something else, and you got the whole world in your hands when you do it. So there's something that's not working.
Yeah, and let go.
You can identify what that is and move away from it. And this is similar to something I was talking about earlier. This could be something as simple as the way you're thinking. You're walk away from stinking thinking and start walking towards something more positive. If something's not working in your life, look at how you're talking about it.
Yeah.
Look at what you're saying about it, because it is creating your reality, and it could be creating blocks for you moving forward. So that's kind of what's coming to me with the cards that came up. But you can see how pretty those are, right?
Yeah.
And they're just called the gold foil tarot, if you want some. Okay. Now, back to Tiffany.
Okay, now we have questions.
I don't get a ding dong.
Oh,
well, when you are a ding dong, you don't get a ding dong.
Oh, goodness. This is from Mel. Well, let's see. I have a question for Julia. Does she ever do soul speak in person classes?
The closest thing will be, I will be in Lake Castaic. Anyway, at the Disclosure Fest Mass Meditation Initiative in just a few weeks, the end of this month, on the solstice. I'll be doing a workshop there. So that's in person. If that's what you're talking about, I'll be doing that. It's not necessarily a full class, but I will be talking about how it works. And then you'll be able to break up into groups, because it'll be a 2-day workshop. So you'll break up into groups and actually incorporate what you're learning.
Wonderful. That was a perfect question. Disclosure Fest. June 21st through the 23rd.
Yes.
Got to go off memory. Otherwise, I got to go type it in and look it up.
Yeah. Well, it's the solstice. So,
yeah. Okay, Tiffany, what's the next question? Ding dong.
kind of going, I guess, on soul speak.
Oh, okay.
What does tight and painful pelvic floor dysfunction mean? It makes me feel like my body is a prison and alienated from participating fully in life. I've had it for 16 years. And I'm 32.
Okay, can you give some symptoms? Because you're just saying a diagnosis, and I have nowhere to go with that. I can imagine what might be involved, but I really don't know. If you can tell me the symptoms. I loved your description of how you feel like a prisoner. That was gorgeous, but I need to know symptoms, and then we'll go from there. But this is a process. That way, I need more information. So we'll keep talking on other things. And as you come in with this other information, we'll go on with that.
They're teasing me about ding dong, but I'm going to do it again. Ding dong. We do that because we're teasing Tiffany in one of the shows of how do we let Tiffany know we need her to come on and read us a question. And Julia and I were ding donging her, and it kind of stuck.
Yeah.
So there's two different people, but they asked two questions about Aurora Borealis, like almost back to back. So I thought that was quite interesting, and in two different locations. So the first question is from Angel, and it's, is the recent showing of the Aurora Borealis in new places what Dolores wrote about happening in Convoluted Universe 2? Would you like me to ask the other one?
Yeah, go ahead. And gosh, you're pulling from him. It's been a while since I've read Convoluted Universe Book 2, so you might have to refresh my memory on what is said there. But that's really cool. I didn't remember that was in there.
Okay. And then from Jade Likes Cats, did any info come through about the Aurora Borealis visible around the world? Are they connected to ancestors? The energy was so beautiful.
Okay, well, that's great. Let's see what mom said about it. So if somebody can kind of relay that would be, now I want to know, because we'll see what was said there, and then we'll go from there.
I was in Egypt just before that happened. And one of the channels that came through was that there was going to be a wave over the planet of new energy, and I had no idea we were going to have the Aurora Borealis.
There we go.
And so people were being prepared for that. And so if you were experiencing symptoms at that time, and mood swings and all kinds of things were happening, solar flares were coming in. The solar flares were preparing you for the wave that the Aurora Borealis was bringing in, and the colors that were coming in your region matter. So you can look up colors, like aura colors, and maybe that'll give you some clues, or just ask about the colors. But yeah, there was a shift from what I was getting. There was a shift of the energy around the planet, and that, and he kept saying, getting you ready for the wave of energy coming in. Then all of a sudden here comes this Aurora Borealis. I didn't know until the day it was happening and people were posting pictures. I'm like, what? And I went and looked outside, and I didn't know to use my phone to actually help me see it. But also there was a lot of street lights on my neighborhood, so I actually didn't physically see it, but there were some gorgeous pictures being posted of it all around the world. And I was sitting there going, how come I didn't get to go see? You know, I was shaking a fist at these guys going, why didn't you let me know? And they said, we did. We told you there was an energy wave coming. And I'm like, oh, is that it?
That's what
so,
you meant?
That's what you meant. They let us see it. Yeah. They let us see it this time. And so very powerful in my book. It was really an extraordinary years and years ago, I remember a prophet was saying, it was when it was in Medjugorje when Mary was appearing to the children. So I don't know if people know about that or not, but my sister went to Medjugorje to get, see if they're, you know, just to experience that and see if Mary would appear while she was there. But one of the things she was saying is watch the skies. There's going to be signs in the skies, in the sky to indicate the change, the world changing. And here we are looking at the skies. We got Aurora Borealis. We're all seeing movement in the skies, clouds that are looking like things, you know, more and more. Right. The skies are filled with information. And so the signs are in the skies. So we got that. I had a dream in 2012 that also said, pay attention to the skies. The signs are in the skies. And I remember writing that down after that dream, and other things in that dream have been coming true left and right. It was a very prophetic dream, one of the most prophetic ones I've ever had. And so I think it's all just part of they're giving us the clues. And you know, anyway, so I'll go back to Tiffany. Hopefully my chattering gave time for somebody to say.
Exactly. What did mom say about it in Convoluted too?
It was mentioned that she said that it was an influx of energy to adjust our energy accordingly.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. And accordingly is perfect, because that was part of it too, is it's going to get you where you're at. It, you know, not everybody has to be on the same exact frequency for that to benefit. You know, it's going to get you where you're at. And so that's, I love that.
Perfect.
I just looked over and somebody has just plastered their comment with hearts and Tiffany's name. So thank you for surrounding her with the loving emojis. Sorry, that just kind of cracks me up. You guys are listening. Thank you. I love it.
You know, I like rule followers.
That's right. You're going to like this one.
So if you'd like to jump back to the pelvic floor question.
Okay,
so they added constant discomfort in the pelvic floor muscles, and it provokes anxiety, the type of discomfort where it feels like you need to jump out of your skin, and it's constant.
Okay, so you said it started 16 years ago. Mm-hmm. What was going on in your life at that time? Just in general, what was going on in your life? So now we'll carry on while you come back with that answer.
We'll carry on.
I'm telling you, this is a back and forth process. It's not, I don't just tell you, this is a very interactive process.
Mm-hmm. Very much.
So question, wondering if y'all will be visiting the East Coast anytime soon. Cheers to you both, and Tiffany are glowing from Sedona.
Aww. Yay. Thank you. Yeah, who knows? I mean, right now we don't have our plans set, where the next ones will be, next retreats or next events. But we will keep that in mind. Yeah, who knows?
It really is, it's kind of like you could sit there and think you know where you want to go. It's kind of like when you're naming your baby. Okay. It's like, oh, you throw out 100 names and then one sticks. And that's because that's the one the baby wants, right? And so spirit source being the baby, where do you need us? We'll throw out, toss out a whole bunch of ideas, which is what was happening in Sedona. Write down your
We took a
suggestions.
yeah we asked feedback form, and we just asked, whoever wants to, where do you want to go next? And so we're taking into account all of these places, and we're going to be diving deep, and where do we go?
Yeah,
A
and
lot of
Kyle's
things are going to
got a
be taken into
really
consideration.
he's got a really good head for that. Like he seems to be dialed in, and we end up in extraordinary places with extraordinary energy. And yeah, so to be announced. So
To be announced, you'll be one of the first ones to know.
that's right. Very nice. All right. Do we know anything else about the pelvic floor?
Nothing yet.
Okay.
So this is from Tiffany to Tiffany.
What a great name.
No, is it possible that a suicide could be a pre-planned exit point? I wanted to ask this at the retreat.
Anything is possible. So I'm not going to discount it just because, it's suicide, but I'm going to say it's unlikely, because of what happens in a suicide. I mean, you're severing all the agreements that you made when you do suicide. You've all these agreements you have with these other souls, and they are helping you to make things happen, and you are helping them to make things happen. And when you commit suicide, you are severing those agreements. So my logical common sense mind, I find it unlikely that that would be a planned exit. I think it just got overwhelming, and that was it could have been a pattern. Maybe this has been done before, and that was one of the things that wanted, I had a session like that with someone. This was a pattern. They had committed suicide time after time after time, and it was like it was showing them this is your pattern. Don't do it this time. So see, sometimes it's this is way they've gone out, and this is, it's just saying, hey, stop doing that. You want to finish what you started. So I feel like, just from what I've seen, that no, it's not your planned way, but it is a way. And some people, it's usually you're just so overwhelmed and you do not see that there are other ways, doing things and accomplishing things. And but it really, and just what I know about it, as far as like it's severing all the agreements, and they, it's like that's really tough. You have a lot of souls working with you, and when you do that, that's kind of it, you all have to get back into coordination again now to help each other again. Whatever you had planned, you've got to get all that regrouped. So in that way, I don't feel like it would be planned. What do you think, Tracy?
97.65%. Yes, agree. I've had, because I used to do the mediumship and help people with crossed over loved ones. To my surprise, I've had a couple of them that were planned, but I definitely most suicides, it's more about healing that what happened and getting some communication in there and moving past that suicide. But I had one where a young girl in high school, she had taken her life. And when I sat down with that and I asked about that, norm how do I explain that? Normally a suicide doesn't cross over right away. Like they're in limbo because they're distraught about what they did. They're upset because they realize they can't
Whatever,
back what
yeah,
they did.
whatever was going on that
So
caused
yeah,
that.
and they're carrying that with them. Whatever they were going through goes with them. They don't get to have relief from that, and they're kind of stuck in it. And so it's about healing that and moving that energy and getting resolution for them. This particular one, I was like, oh, This is interesting. The vibration was really high and she's chatting really fast with me. They come in differently for me. And so it's da, 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 da. I'm like, where are you? She's like, oh, I'm in heaven. And so when I asked her about the suicide, she said it was her agreement to do that because that was a lesson that the family needed because their priorities were continuing to be out of whack. Like the generations of priorities were anyway. So it was something that was planned, and I'm probably not getting it 100% accurate because that was a long time ago. But I have run across one where that was actually her soul path. And it's like I said, it's not often and it's not likely, very much not likely, but definitely impacted a lot of souls when she did it. And it was something that nobody saw coming. She wasn't showing any signs of it. And then there she goes. And but you're right. Most of them are, hey, listen, these are soul contracts. And now these people that were going to work with you, they're kind of screwed. And so
I have to
they get
regroup
reassigned
and
somehow.
exactly. But I
Yeah.
would imagine, so in that case, if that was the plan, then there wouldn't be a lot of agreements. You know, it'd be like the one you
Exactly.
have up to that point, and then there's nothing after that because that
Yeah.
was the plan.
Yeah. So, and then I also know people that try to commit suicide and they can't. Like someone finds them, they get intervened, there's something that happens. It's an interesting subject for sure. But you know, for the most part, we all want you to stay here. We want to work with you through that. And you know, it's if it's yours, like I said, the soul path thing, like I've seen it, there's one recall, and it really surprised me when I found when that came through like that. But
You
so
have a
anything
reason.
is possible, but I agree with Julia that you know there's contracts. Stay here, finish that, because you're just going to have to keep coming back, and it gets harder and harder every time you do.
Exactly.
So.
And the reason it's harder, it's not like you're being punished or anything. It's harder because now that's your cycle. That's your repetitive thing. It's like, oh, when it gets tough, I'm just out of here. And so that's where you've got to break your own cycles. You've got to break your own patterns. That's where it's tough. It's just like imagine anything. Oh, this is my go-to. This is my go-to. No, now we're going to do something different. And that can be a challenge sometimes to change your ways. That's the only way it's difficult.
Yeah.
And so you
Okay,
might find yourself with even more challenging things. So you'd be like, no, I really learned it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's just a hard subject, isn't it? But and if you know somebody that has assisted their themselves over to the other side, you know, call in the angels around them to help them if you feel like they're needing that. And I think, you know, a lot of I grew up Catholic. You do that. You pray for those who have crossed over, and I think it's a beautiful thing. I asked a long time ago, why do these guys need our help? Like the ones that are in limbo. That and here's the thing: time is different in limbo. It could feel like they just left their body, and it could be 20 years later. So time's different in limbo. But why do they need us to come help them? Because that seemed to be a thing. You know, it's like I'm doing readings for people in mediumship, and here's this one that's not crossed over. And they said it's because they still have free will, so they don't know to call in help, is what I was told. So to each their own. Everybody has their own, you know. Use your discernment, whatever's being said here. This is my experience. If you have a different one, that's great. That's your reality. But yeah, it was more of kind of like we can help them by calling in those angels, and they can guide them back to that gateway to move on. But I think you and I had a conversation about this. I want to say it was in Vegas where, you know, eventually they move on. They're not stuck there forever.
They're not
And
stuck and they're met with great love,
great
so
love,
much
yeah.
love. There's no judgment. There's none of that. It's just, okay, now, regroup. What are you going to do
Yeah.
now? Like you said, the biggest thing is them getting through because they carry that with them, their own judgment, their own stuff. And it's them working through that and healing that.
Yeah, and they will, and they will.
Absolutely.
And, you know, if you end up running across it, then that was for you, for an experience for you to have. It was an experience for me to have. And they agreed to help us with it. You know, it's like, but nobody's stuck forever, and or even stuck, really. That word stuck isn't even appropriate.
No.
They're having an experience there
Right.
in
They
that
have
space.
that yeah, it's they the experience they have is what they're expecting to have. And until they realize there's something different, and then they will shift on. So that's where some are in this in between, or what they call purgatory. It's where they're just this they're, it's what they're expecting it to be. So they're getting that. If you think you're going to be judged, you'll get that until you realize that's not real. You just created it. See, it's because now you're in the area where you can create like that. And so you're creating exactly what you expect until you realize that's not real. And then you go on, and your guide is always there just waiting for you to realize it's not real. And now we'll move on.
Yeah, exactly. So, all right. Ready for another one?
Yes. Ding dong.
All right.
We have follow-up to the pelvic
Okay.
function. My mom was in an abusive relationship, and in general, I had a chaotic childhood and was bullied a lot too, but I can't pinpoint a specific event.
That you just said it. So, I'm not asking you to pinpoint an event. I'm asking you what happened 16 years ago. And that right there, you're talking about it. So, it has, so that's just saying, see, something there created that. All that environment created these feelings within yourself. And so, your body is trying to tell you something based on that. So, I want you to talk to your body. I want you to ask that area, what it's trying to tell you. Just say, what do you want me to know? And then just tell me the very first thing that comes into your mind, the very first thing. And just be open and accepting to anything that comes in. Okay, we'll carry on. I love this. We're just
Yep. Put a little in and then move on. This is from Team Ginger, and they are the ones that put all the heart emojis. So,
Go Team Ginger.
have you had a person regress to a life as an animal living in a zoo, and how did they feel?
I have not. I've been an animal, but it was out in the wild. Have you had anything like that, Tracy?
No, I'm same with you. It's always been an animal in the wild. I did have somebody go into a memory of being a deer and how frightened they were when they would hear the humans because the humans were hunting them. And oddly enough, that person was a hunter, So, rather or not that changed whether he hunts or not,
Well,
I don't
but
know.
that's why they were shown, was just so they could see the other side of it.
So he experienced having to be very quiet, hearing human voices and being very frightened. And so that was interesting.
Interesting.
But not any in a zoo, but I would imagine that that would be similar for some of them that feel captive or whatever the agenda of that question was, like, do they feel taken care of or do they feel abused? Do they feel trapped? I don't know. I don't know. I haven't had that, but
That's interesting that we haven't had that.
yeah, maybe it's a good thing.
Probably, and maybe it's not an issue.
Yeah, maybe. It was like me with the dogs in Egypt. I kept going, oh, these poor animals. And then I hear a voice in my head, they don't know they're poor animals. Oh, that's me projecting. That's my ego wanting to make that a thing because, and they
Exactly.
were happy as could be running around, going up to people, getting pet, getting loved on. They weren't, the ones by the pyramid were healthy, solid dogs. So they're obviously getting fed. So yeah, I don't know. So maybe, and again, we sign up for the experiences that we have. I have to think that we do that if we're coming in as an animal as well. So yeah.
Absolutely. The animals know full well what their experience is going to be and what's going to happen if they're there to feed other beings. I mean, every animal at some point is probably going to feed something else. I mean,
And
it
we've probably
was
played that role as well, where we were
exactly
came in
it.
as the food. So
Yeah, that's.
we're
And they
having
know
some
that
really
coming
good
in a
subjects
situation.
today.
You're gonna eat. You're gonna eat me. I know that you're the one. I mean, they talk about, the Native Americans. They talk about when they would go out and they would go to get their food and the deer. They do this ceremony with the deer. The deer sometimes would just be looking at them. And no, I think, oh, we have had that where sessions where the person was the deer and they knew going in, I will be feeding this family today. And they. All of it, and then that person that was shooting them knew, to thank them. Everybody was thanking each other. What a gorgeous way to fulfill your reason for being, right?
Exactly. I think we have time for one more. Can we make it a fun, perky one?
maybe. I know you guys can do it. I've been trying to clear blockages, clear karma as above, so below. Any advice for me?
Yeah. What? I did this one today too. Look
There you go.
at when you feel blocked, what's blocking you? Whatever it is you're trying to create, what is the worst case scenario? Because what's blocking you is somewhere in there's a fear that if I don't get this, then this will happen. So you're going to have to take yourself on that journey. What's the worst case scenario? And then you can get it out of the way. Okay, I looked at it. Now I don't have to play in it anymore. And then clear that and it opens you up. That's one way.
Well, and by doing that, see, I mean, just the question itself is implying that there's expectations around it. So I would say let go of any expectations that you have on things because the expectations themselves create blocks. It's got to be this way. Well, there may be a totally different direction it can go. It's so much better.
How much
It's like,
better?
this is what I want. Let's allow it to happen however is best for me. This or something better.
Yeah, my
Just let
example
go
of
of it.
that was, I think we all know that little meme that goes around where the little girl's holding the teddy bear and Jesus is standing there with a giant teddy bear and he's trying to trade her, but she can't see what he has behind his back for her. And that was the analogy I used today. I was like, they're trying to give you the big teddy bear, but you're so focused over here that it needs to look like this that you can't see the bigger picture over here. So yeah, surrender whatever it is you think should be happening and just be open to the flow of what is happening.
That goes back to the cards.
Oh
It goes back directly to those
full
cards.
circle. I love
Okay, we
that.
have 2 minutes. Did our person come back with any information she's got?
Nothing that I saw.
Okay. Anyway, if you'll keep going with that, just the very first thing that you get, and then after you go, what do you want me to know? Then ask, what do you want me to do? And then that's going to lead you because there's something you need. It's wanting you to do something. It wants you to, that's the message. Your body is trying to tell you something. So that's a great place to start. I mean, obviously, we need to go further. You can have a QHHT session and get right to the heart of the matter. You can have a soul speak session, get to the heart of the matter. All of these things that you've got to get to the core of it. But it's really trying to talk to you. So just ask it what it wants to tell you. And that goes
Beautiful.
there. So, okay, we have 1 minute.
1 minute.
1 minute. Tracy, how can people find you?
Find me at QHHTofficial.com under Find a Practitioner. I'm a level 3 practitioner in just outside of Portland, Oregon, in a little town called Forest Grove, if you want to look it up. And Julia, how do they become a practitioner? Find a practitioner, find the next retreat when it finally comes around that you're posting it again. How did they find anything about QHHT?
Everything QHHT, everything. I mean, everything. All that Tracy just said. Finding a practitioner, becoming a practitioner, finding retreat. All of that. QHHTofficial.com. And then, if you do want to become a practitioner, Tracy has a code that you can use for 10% off.
Yes, please use my code for 10% off. And that is the magic is real, all one word, the magic is real. And that'll get you 10% off your level one course. Now, everybody's been asking Julia about her book. That's the Soul Speak book. If you don't have it, I've been like requesting people get this left and right lately, because there's a lot of symptoms that our body is talking to us, and you can find the answers there.
It's not a big book. It's real easy. It's user friendly. It's a lot of principles. It's that kind of thing. I didn't fill it with a lot of fluff. It just gets to the heart of the matter. This is what's important. This is how you do it. So, and it's an easy read.
Yeah, very easy. And I highly recommend this for every household. It makes a great gift too, because when your body starts hurting, it's telling you something, and you can go in and be like, it gives you a pathway. And they were asking about, are you going to teach the class in person? For those that don't know, Julia has an online course for Soul Speak to become a Soul Speak practitioner.
Yeah. So, and just go to juliacannon.com to see more about that, about the course. And
we're being kicked off.
Yeah, we are being kicked off. Anyway, I'd love to see you if you want to come to the Mass Meditation Initiative, or if you want to just join the course or buy the book. I don't, you know, it's all great. It's wonderful to have this information. Thank you, Tiffany. And you're always, always appreciated here. So we love you all.
Thank you, everyone who came to Sedona and said hi to us, mwah, and who's on the audience right now. Thank you, everyone that's commenting and sharing and listening. Love you. See you next week.
Bye.